Most sellers know Q1 as low season, but that doesn't mean that you should neglect your Amazon business. We've compiled our top 36 tips of things to do, and even a couple don'ts, to make sure you're on the right track for a successful Q1. Join us as we explore the top settings to use, some sourcing tips, and other best practices for Amazon sellers in Q1. Check it out. Welcome to the next Amazon Top Seller Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Amazon news and learn the nitty-gritty of selling on Amazon through BeCool's years of experience in the Amazon world. I'm Nick, and I'm the host of this podcast brought to you by the fantastic Amazon experts at BeCool. Let's start our journey to become the next Amazon Top Seller.
Tip number one is to prepare for Amazon returns. As in Q4, you probably had higher sales. You should also expect to have higher returns. Mainly because of Q4, people just keep buying everything that they need and don't need. And because Amazon's return policy is very simple and flexible, many people will just return many of those items.
The second tip is to make sure that the customer successfully sends back the item they want to return. This tip applies to sellers who use FBM, which is especially popular during Q4. Sometimes customer will get back money from Amazon, but will forget to return the product to you. So make sure to track this process until you receive the product that the customer wants to return.
When you receive back the return product, sometimes it's not new condition anymore. So you need to decide what to do with it. Sometimes the best way would be to sell it as used on eBay, Facebook, or other marketplaces and other platforms.
After a busy season in Q4, with the higher sales, you may also receive some of the negative reviews. If it's happened to you, then here's what you can do. Try to respond to a customer as fast as you can. First, craft a professional and polite response addressing the issue raised by your customer in the review. And make sure to offer a solution or an explanation for the problem. So what is the next tip, Samuel?
Well, while you were sending a lot of inventory in Q4, you probably still have some inventory left in Q1. First, you need to determine if it's sellable inventory or not. For example, suppose you still have a lot of Halloween-related items. In that case, it may be hard to sell it in Q1. So right now, you just decide if you want to send it back to your warehouse and wait until next Halloween, or you want to try to sell it for as much lower price, or you just want Amazon to help you dispose of the product.
And another tip is to adjust your min and max prices. For some items, you probably will need to lower your min prices so that you can sell them faster.
In talking about prices, the next tip is to check if your price is competitive enough because you want to sell out your items faster, especially if it's a time-sensitive product. Sometimes it's even better to lose a little bit of money and sell the item faster so you can use that money to buy other products and make money on those new products. Otherwise, you may be stuck with unsellable items until the next Q4, which is not something you want to happen.
I totally agree with you, Samuel. And the next tip number 8, is to change the rules for the items you want to liquidate. If you are using the BeCool repricer, then we would suggest you to use an AI sales booster or even AI sales maximizer and make sure to lower your min price so our repricer has a good buffer to reprice your products.
The next tip would be to monitor customers' reviews. This tip actually also applies to each quarter of the year. You'll always want to see what customers say about the product you sell. Oftentimes, it's not your problem, but a problem with the product that you sell, and you may not know that a product has some issues unless you go through some of the customer reviews.
And after you monitor customers' feedback, one important thing you need to do is to reevaluate whether you want to keep selling a particular item again or not. Once you get constructive feedback from your customers, you can see if a lot of these comments have the negative reviews. If you are receiving a lot of negative reviews, then it's a good sign that it would be better to avoid selling this item in the future. Even if you were making a good profit selling this item, it's better to think in the long term and to have a better account health than have extra sales from a bad product.
And here we're moving to the next tip. And the tip is to request feedback from your customers. Unfortunately, people usually tend to write reviews only when they're unhappy. And unfortunately for us, they will leave a negative review, which will harm our Amazon account. On average, only 1% to 2% of people leave reviews after their purchase. That's why we need to remind them to leave feedback. It's especially important to do it in Q1 because usually in Q4, you have higher sales.
And Samuel, what do you think people should do before we go to the next tip?
They should subscribe to our channel. This way, they won't miss any of the tips that we're talking about, and they'll be able to be reminded of them throughout the year.
Yeah, that's right. And the next tip is to think about how to improve your IPI score. Amazon's Inventory Performance Index is a very important metric that evaluates a seller's inventory management efficiency. Some of the ways to improve your IPI score would be to manage excess inventory, optimize inventory levels, monitor stranded inventory, diversify your product catalog, and regularly adjust pricing. And Samuel, what do you think would be the best tip for 2024?
Well, you definitely want to set goals for 2024. Review how your business was in 2023 and see what it would be possible to achieve in 2024. You want to make a clear plan for each quarter of the year as well as for each month.
New Year is always a good time for thinking about how to upscale your business. See what things are holding you back from getting to the next level of sales. See what you can do to your business so that you can upscale it. Is it a good prep center? Or is it a good Amazon VA? Or if you're already working with one, should you hire another one or even two more? See what your current level is and make a plan for upscaling your business.
The next tip is to negotiate fees with a prep center that you're already working with. If you started to work with them in 2023 and you proved to them that you constantly bring in a lot of new inventory and you didn't cause the prep center a lot of trouble, then it may be a good time for you to ask for a discount.
And the tip number 16 is for those people who are working with Amazon VAs. If it happened that you have one or even a few Amazon VAs, then it's a good time to evaluate their performance. See who did a good job and who didn't perform that well. See what could be done better and how can you optimize some of the processes to make them even more productive in 2024. And see who might not be that suitable for your team.
Another one, also, they want to give bonuses to their Amazon VAs who perform really well. This will motivate them to keep working hard and also motivate other Amazon VAs who haven't been working as hard. Also, you can set a monthly goals for them, and if they can hit certain goals, then they can expect extra bonuses from you.
The next tip is to update a list of your suppliers or sourcing sites. If you have a Google Sheets where you keep the data of all suppliers, then you should consider expanding this list. Try to add 10 to 20 new sites or suppliers that you can potentially work with. Even if they don't have any suitable products to resell now, maybe sometime in the future you will see new products. So just visit those websites from time to time and you can make a rating for those websites in your Google Sheets. For example, from 0 to 5, where 5 is the best site with a lot of deals and 0 is a site with no good deals at all.
Yeah, talking about the supply side of things, you also want to take care of your taxes as well. Tax is something that's really important. Sometimes you just can't miss. So our tip here is to set aside the tax money and make sure to prepare for tax season. See what expenses in 2023 you could use for tax purposes and just spend some time preparing for the taxes.
So tip number 20 is to network with other Amazon sellers. You can always learn something new from other people's experiences. Some people tend to neglect to know other Amazon sellers, but it's very important to listen to what other people went through and see what you can learn from them. Also share your own experience with people so that everyone can grow together.
Even though Q1 is a relatively slow time of the year, you still will have sales. Of course, you shouldn't expect to have sales as high as you had in Q4. But you will still have sales. So you should not stop product sourcing. Keep sending the products to Amazon, but expect to have slower sales. What else, Alex?
I think the next thing you can do is follow our next tip. The tip would be to those people who have an opportunity to purchase some seasonal or Christmas items at steep discounts and hold them until the next holiday. Of course, you might need to wait a long time for it, but profit margins would be also very high.
Tip number 23 is to sell new categories on Amazon. See what categories you have been selling in the past and try to add a few new categories to see if you could have success with them. It may take some time to learn more about a particular category, so don't add too many at one time.
And the next tip is to keep replenishing evergreen bestsellers. You should keep doing what works the best, so keep selling those products.
While it's great to have replenishable items, you shouldn't stop looking for new top-selling products. Keep trying to find new evergreen products that you can continue to sell in 2024. So how do you find new products?
To do that, you can follow the tip number 26 and set keeper tracking alerts. There are tons of different options when it comes to tracking alerts. Some people set alerts when the price drops down to a certain amount or when the seller count drops. And when it happens, keeper will send you an email so that you can go to your sourcing website and purchase those products. And what else can you do with keeper?
Well, one thing that we should never neglect is to keep learning new things. Tip 27 is to study Keepa and see what other features that they may have that may be useful for you.
Other thing that you can learn is to study more about Bicool Repricer. Bicool offers a lot of different features and options to make your selling experience on Amazon much better. Make sure to keep exploring new features and see how you can utilize our awesome tools and new features to its full potential. I think one feature you can study is conditional repricing, because it's definitely something that will help your Amazon business. And before we move to the next tip, what people should do?
They should definitely subscribe to our Bicool software, take it out for a free trial, 14 days, and they can see how it's gonna help their business in such an amazing way. Also, if you use SellerAmp, the tip here is to study more features about SellerAmp as well. See what other useful features would be helpful for your business.
And another thing that you can study is to study FBM. If you have been using FBA all the time, you might also consider seeing how you can utilize FBM, especially in busier times of the year, such as Q4 or specific season.
The next tip is when you become an entrepreneur, it's always about managing profits and expenses. The tip here would be to see where you could cut your expenses, see where you spend your money that is not helping your business much.
Try to explore new credit card deals. Maybe you can find a new credit card with higher cashback or a credit card that can help you earn a free upgrade for your flights or vacation.
Well, no one loves engaging, but sometimes it's just one step before selling a great product or a certain category. So try to get engaged for new products and categories. Even though this process may be overwhelming, it's much better to spend time engaging in less busy times of the year so that in Q4, you can sell a wider variety of products.
Tip number 34 is to use filters in Bicool Repricer to find and profile products so that you won't sell them in the future. You can also use filters to see products that are not being repriced, that have high inventory level, and more.
The next tip is to use free boxes from UPS. You could use free shipping labels as well, and you could get boxes several times a year requesting them from UPS if you open an account with them.
And the last tip for today is to keep watching the Bicool YouTube channel and listen to our podcast. We make a lot of valuable content for you so that you can keep improving your Amazon business.
Well, that's a wrap for today. We just shared with you all the 36 tips we have prepared for you to use in Q1. I hope you found this information useful and can improve your Amazon business. Another important tip that you can't miss for your business is to start using a Bicool repricer if you haven't done so yet. We offer tons of different repricing rules. You can simply start with a 14-day free trial. To do that, you don't even need to insert your credit card information. Thanks for watching.
See you next time. We hope you found today's 36 tips useful about the best practices to keep in mind during the Q1 low season. A busy Q4 doesn't mean it's time to take a break and slow down. A successful Q1 builds the foundation for a busy and strong Q4 for any Amazon seller. For the full video, please check the link in the description. You can also head to Bicool's YouTube channel to check out other relevant videos that will give you even more tips and tricks for your Amazon store. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes where we continue to provide you with the latest tips and trends in the ever-evolving world of Amazon selling. We're Bicool. We keep innovating to help you stay cool with your Amazon business. Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected with our weekly new episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or any other streaming platform you prefer. Let's continue our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.